government maintains Sino Metals will risk pending compliance with environmental and safety directives. And in global news, Poland says up to 4 of 19 Russian drones shot down after entering airspace. With a 13-hour main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Morando. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has criticized the decision to appeal the sentences of former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Lwanyamba, and former Foreign Affairs Minister, Joe Malanji, calling it a clear example of double standards in the country's fight against corruption. The notice, filed by the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, Gilbert Peary, yesterday, seeks permission to appeal the 3-year sentence with hard labor imposed on Mr. Yamba and the 4-year sentence with hard labor imposed on Mr. Malanji after convictions on the 3rd of September 2025. But CAAC Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says the move demonstrates selective justice, questioning why no similar effort was made to appeal the 5-month sentences given to those convicted in the Sugilite mining scandal. Mr. Tembo has warned that such decisions erode public trust in the fairness of the anti-corruption campaign, describing it as biased and one-sided. He further stated that contradictions between the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC's earlier stance, which maintained that sentencing was a matter for the courts, and the DPP's decision to appeal is a sign of poor coordination among key institutions tasked with combating corruption.
The decision by the Director of Public Prosecutions, Gilbert Peary, to appeal the sentencing of Joseph Malanji and Fred Lwanyamba without showing similar interest in appealing the 5-month sentencing of those who are involved in looting and plundering Sugilite in Luapula province is an exposure of double standards currently obtaining in the fight against corruption. And we are also surprised that these law enforcement agencies, they are issuing contradictory statements, because they only last week, the Director at the Drug Enforcement Commission hinted that they will not appeal the sentencing of Joe Malanji and Fred Lwanyamba based on the fact that DEC is only interested in convictions.
In July 2025, 2 former district commissioners and 6 co-accused were sentenced to a concurrent 5-month imprisonment with hard labor for illegal Sugilite mining, conveying unlawfully obtained property, and giving false information to a public officer. Government has maintained that Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited will remain closed until it fully complies with all directives issued by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, the Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, and the Mines Safety Department following the pollution of the Kafue River in February this year. Acting Green Economy and Environment Minister Collins Nzovu says while the company has commenced cleaning up of around 8 kilometers of visible pollution along the Kalusale stream, a tributary to the Kafue, the work will be subjected to independent verification and additional cleanup will be ordered if found unsatisfactory. Meanwhile, Mr. Nzovu has also maintained that official records on the volume of waste released show that a total of 51,800 cubic meters of acid waste were discharged into the environment, dismissing the 1.5 million cubic meters circulating in the public domain as inaccurate. Mr. Nzovu has assured residents that water currently supplied in Kitwe meets Zambia Bureau Standards ZABS and World Health Organization WHO specifications, and for priority remains the protection of communities and the environment. He has revealed that an independent consultant will be announced by September the 15th to begin a detailed assessment of the pollution before the end of the month, after 14 local and international firms expressed interest when government invited bids in July.
All the water we are supplying to the people of Kitwe and surrounding areas is water of acceptable quality. Let me challenge everybody, including civil society organizations, cooperating partners, the diplomatic community, and the international community at large, to firstly endeavor to verify information before it is disseminated to the general public, so as not to create unnecessary panic, erode trust, and distract us from real issues that we should all be focusing on. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, the real issue at hand is to ensure that our people's lives and our ecosystems are protected.
Government has disclosed that it is currently engaged in consultations with various developmental and economic think tanks to develop the 9th Development Plan, a crucial framework for driving tangible progress. Speaking during the SADC think tank and National Planning Entities meeting in Lusaka this morning, Ministry of Finance and National Planning Permanent Secretary for Planning and Administration, Prudence Kalma, emphasized that evidence-based consultations are essential for ensuring meaningful development across the continent. Ms. Kalma expressed hope that the meeting, which focuses on planning at the continental level, would offer valuable insights into innovative approaches for developing member states and enhancing national growth.
It helps to also generate evidence that is useful to have impactful legislation as well as development planning for the benefit of our population. Here in Zambia, we have begun the process of consultation and having stakeholders who will take a key role in providing input through provision of data and information, as well as supplying analytical risk and reports that should form the evidence upon which our next national development, the 9th National Development Plan, should stand.
Meanwhile, SADC Deputy Executive Secretary Angele Makombo Ntumba urged the entities and delegates to focus on addressing key challenges such as youth unemployment, water scarcity, and human trafficking, while acknowledging the lack of alignment between regional and national development frameworks.
As we all are aware, the region is confronted by many challenges, development and opportunity in people largely lived and welfare. These challenges include violence, biodiversity and economic ecosystem loss, diversification, youth and employment, urbanization, food insecurity, water scarcity, pandemic, climate change, energy crisis, trafficking. All these challenges require quality communication which
and United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA Regional Office Director Eunice Kamwendo, emphasized the importance of thoroughly evaluating existing development strategies before launching new ones to ensure that planning is firmly anchored in sustainable development goals. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbiko Mosokotwane has reaffirmed government's commitment to the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, despite encountering some minor implementation challenges. Dr. Mosokotwane says government has no intention of abandoning the program and will instead work through existing issues to ensure a smooth implementation. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mosokotwane has also noted improvements in fund utilization by local councils, addressing what was previously a major concern. He has described the CDF as a game changer that continues to benefit citizens at the grassroots level and has urged local authorities and stakeholders to enhance their capacity in project planning and execution, stating that effective management of the fund is crucial to achieving tangible development outcomes in constituencies across the country.
I think our officers have realized that government is very serious about this, and anyone who stands against that may face tragic consequences. But also it's fair to say that some of the teething issues have consistently been addressed. The rules pertaining to CDF themselves, procurement rules, and many other things, procedures. We started off with a lot of obstacles, but through reforms and changes, some of those have been brought down. That has led to improvement.
In global news, Poland's Prime Minister says a huge number of Russian drones violated the country's airspace during strikes on western Ukraine. Speaking ahead of an emergency meeting, Donald Tusk said it was the first time Russian drones had been shot down over Poland. A military operation has ended after Polish and NATO aircraft were deployed and most airports have reopened, Russia has yet to comment.